This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Trevor Cates, the best-selling author of Clean Skin from Within and founder of the spa, Dr. Natural Skincare Line. Dr. Cates, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
And our pleasure to have you out, and thanks for your time. I know you're busy, but we really appreciate you coming out. So tell us, for starters, I understand you call our skin a magic mirror. Why do you call it that?
Yeah, I call skin mirror because skin is our largest organ, and because it's right on the surface, we can use it as a tool to help us understand more about inside the body. Because one of the is that the body gives us an indication that something is wrong, the skin. So a lot of times the typical with dermatology is to cover it up, suppress it. But if we take a look at what our skin's meant for, it can give us great clues about our overall health.
And that is for certain. Good stuff there. Sounds like we have a bad connection. We're going to try to see what we can do with that. But in your book, Clean Skin from Within, you talk about five skin types. What are those five skin types?
What I wanted to do was redefine skin types, because the typical dry, oily, mature, sensitive, those types of skin types don't really give us a lot of information about the root causes behind what's going on with our skin. What I found is that there are six root causes behind skin issues. And if we can identify those root causes and address those, then not only will we be able to help the skin, but we'll also be able to help prevent and address other health issues. So I actually give them all human names, because I see my patients as people, not just a skin issue. So they're Amber, Olivia, Sage, Emmett, and Heath. And these five skin types, I created them around a group of root causes. Not everybody has all six. So I wanted people to identify their root causes, and all they have to do is take a and find out which of the skin types they are. Then that gives them so much information about their health and their skin. And people can go online to theskinquiz.com. Theskinquiz.com. It's a free online quiz.
And that is a great resource. Thanks for that. Now, what are the top foods that trigger skin problems? And are there any that are good for the skin?
Yeah, food is one of the big triggers for skin, and I really think it can help address the root causes, things like inflammation or digestive issues, nutrition. If we can eat the right foods and avoid the wrong ones, then we can definitely help address these root causes. So one of the number one worst food for skin that I found is sugar. And that's because sugar is more of a pro-inflammatory food. It really triggers inflammation, also can create issues with the digestion, and it's the increase in blood sugar actually trigger acne breakouts as well as premature aging, because of the physiologic happens in the body when our blood sugar rises.
And I'm sure many listeners tuning in were very, very displeased to hear that sugar is one of those key trigger points. Today we're speaking with Dr. Trevor Cates, the best-selling author of Clean Skin from Within and founder of the spa, Dr. Natural Skin Care Line, here on eHealth Radio Skincare and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Cates, besides diet, what are other ways we can address the underlying causes that you did mention?
Avoiding foods like sugar and other big trigger inflammatory foods, and add to foods that actually nourish from the inside out, like antioxidant-rich vegetables and things like that, high fiber foods. Those are the ones that actually are good for the skin. So in addition to food, also what we put on our skin, it of course plays a big role in the health of our skin. Now, I usually start with people. I want to talk to people. That's why I wrote my book, Clean Skin from Within. I talk a lot to people about what to eat and how to get those nutrients from the inside out. But also, I realized when I started looking at research is that what we put on our skin can also play a significant impact on the health of our skin. And a lot of things that people do on a regular basis can actually harm skin rather than, you know, you might put something on your skin thinking that it's going to make your skin look good, but you actually could be damaging the health of your skin. So in the long term, creating more damage. And so for example, in a lot of personal care products, there are hormone disrupting chemicals and get absorbed into the bloodstream and actually create problems in the body. There are a lot of hormone disrupting chemicals in the environment. And one of the ways we're exposed to these is through skincare products. So one of the things I recommend is to look for products that are and made with natural and organic ingredients. You can avoid these hormone disrupting chemicals. And then instead, using ingredients that actually help nourish the skin and using nature like plant-based oils and things like that that can actually help nourish the skin in the right environment for healthy skin. And to actually provide that protection we need, because our skin acts like a barrier to the outside world. And what happens when we have skin issues, it starts to break down, and we have what sometimes people call leaky skin. So that barrier that we normally have gets broken down, and then we become more susceptible to breaking out, to skin eruption, all kinds, as well as premature aging.
Certainly some fantastic information. Can't thank you enough for the information shared so far. Tell us, what are some ingredients in skincare products that people should avoid or look out for?
Yeah, you know, I mentioned the hormone disrupting chemicals and skincare products. And one of the ingredients that is found in many personal care products that it would be at least one place to start. Now, there are a lot of them that you want to watch out for, but the one that I think is the big one that people should look for and avoid, partly because it's so common, is fragrance. Fragrance is in so many of our personal care products. And I know we use it, you know, because we want to smell good and we love the experience of the fragrance. But the concern is that there are hormone-disrupting chemicals found in fragrance. One of those is a chemical called diethyl phthalate. Diethyl phthalate is a type of phthalate or plasticizing agent that actually has hormone-disrupting effects and has been shown to show up in human samples when tested. So we do want to be careful with things like synthetic fragrance, because if we're using a lot of these, we're getting exposed to them in all different places, then it can, unfortunately, into our bloodstream, into our bodies, and create issues. So instead of fragrance, I encourage people to look for things like organic essential oils. So people have to give up the idea of smelling good and using personal care products that smell great, but just look for the ones that have organic essential oils.
Again, Dr. Case, we can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us here today on the program, and got to tell you, so certainly some information that we can apply today, and really appreciate your expertise and what you do in this space. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, absolutely. So I, you know, in my book, Clean Skin From Within, I talk about four different areas. We kind of touched on a couple of them today. They're clean plate, clean slate, clean body, and clean mind, and really incorporating all of that to have healthy skin. And when you address the root cause, it really is going to help your skin and also your overall health. So, you know, make sure that people understand you also want to do stress management and get a good night's sleep and things like that. All of that plays a big role in our health and the appearance of our skin.
Fantastic information, Dr. Case, and I'm sure listeners would like to know where they can get more information on yourself and also on your book and your skincare line. Where's the best place to get all the details?
Absolutely, yeah. They can go to thespadoctor.com, and doctor is abbreviated DR, so it's THESPADR.com. And if people want a free copy of my book, all they have to do is just pay the shipping and handling to get the book to them. They just put book in front of the word book in front of the spa doctor. So it's book.thespadoctor.com. And you can just pay the shipping and handling and get the book.
And you certainly can't beat that. Again, Dr. Cates, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. It's great being here with you.
And you're more than welcome to come back anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Trevor Case, the best-selling author of Clean Skin From Within and founder of the spa Dr. Natural Skincare line. And for all the details, visit thespadoctor.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.